Greetings, Praying Wives. Thank you so much for joining us in this prayer series, Praying God's Wisdom for Myself, where we will be calling out to God for His anointed wisdom for our daily lives. This is Hope McCarty, and my daughter, Christy Colley, is our technical producer. Today we complete our last devotional in this wisdom series, and we are so delighted to have had you journey along with us. Thank you, dear sisters, for taking on this tough challenge to work on yourself and not look to him. You know, your hubby? At least, not yet, right? It is quite fitting that we should end our time with a focus on being a good wife. Wisdom can be defined by a man as finding a good wife. A good wife, a wife who is worth more than rubies. You know, I Googled and I found out that gem rubies can be worth from $100 to $15,000 per carat. If most of us were to receive a $10,000 ruby from our princely spouse for Christmas, our mouths would drop wide open and we would be left flabbergasted and utterly speechless as to his extreme generosity and boundless love for us. After ecstatically jumping up and down and elatedly calling every girlfriend to show off our grand fortune, our response would typically be, "But we can't afford something like this." Then we would wake up. We are on week 10, and this week's prayer focus is that I fear God by being a good wife. If you're following along with us, this prayer is found on page 63. Our verses for meditation are Proverbs 31, 10, and 30. It is hard to find a good wife, because she is worth more than rubies. Charm can fool you, and beauty can trick you, but a woman who respects the Lord should be praised. Prayer for myself. Loving Father, when the children are doing well and my spouse is happy and contented and life is fine and dandy, it is smooth sailing to be a good wife. But Lord, the task of being a good wife can feel utterly impossible at times, when there are screaming children to calm down, overflowing hampers of laundry to wash, last night dirty dishes still in the sink. How can I be expected to glue on a loving smile? When I have a grumpy, overworked or underworked husband to be sensitive to, bills to pay, ladies, feel free to add your piece to this list. I just simply want to join in with the crowd and we all go down in the sinking ship. Merciful Father, I do want to be the wife you know that I can be, but I cannot do it on my own. I will fail every time my own needs go unmet or during the stints where my love tank is dry and empty. It is at such intervals that I ask you to give me a greater desire to be a good wife, totally depending on you for my empowerment. Amidst all the sacrifices and challenges of marriage, I pray that you would place in my heart, the longing to be the kind of wife that pleases you. I realize that my physical beauty is temporary, fading with age, but my real internal beauty grows and blooms to the rare gem as I mature in you. Teach me how to walk in awe-inspiring, reverential fear of you as I determine today and every day to be a good wife. Move me to make my home a gracious and happy one. In Jesus' name, amen. Memo to self. I look to you to wrap your loving arms around me. I look to you for wisdom. I look to you. I look to you. I look to you, dear Lord. Thank you, ladies. As we complete this season, we will be taking a summer break. So, until next season, let's look to God for His wisdom to lead our everyday lives. God bless, keep, and protect you in every way.